Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your friend Fabi. It's your friend Rudo Ram. Sorry, but we're trying to get everybody here. Hang on, everybody. Hello, can you hear me? Anybody, peoples? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Bueno, can you hear me, anybody, peoples?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Lance?
Yes, sir.
Okay, wait a minute. Production, let me talk, Mike. Wait, 1 minute, please. We live. We live.
What are you doing here? Mike, it's supposed to be Mike. What are you doing here, sir?
Hey, everything is in English, and I'm trying to go Spanish, man. I'm going to text Michael.
Okay, wait. Whoa. Yeah, you need to say,
introduce everybody for the show.
What's going on, everybody? This is Lance Winters here, live. We're hanging out here at PWA Live. This is Scoop Slam Wrestling. We're going live on our episode. What's going on? Oh, my goodness. I'm here with Rudo Ram. I don't know why Rudo Ram is taking over. I'm looking for Mr. Parks right now. You're not the owner, are you?
Michael Parks, are you there?
Hey, guys. I'm here, guys.
Production?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Parks?
Wait a minute, please. Wait for everybody, peoples. Wait a minute. Okay. Is my first day, man, for the production. Everything is in English. So I have to translate over to Spanish and then go back to English. So it took a minute. But everybody here at the same time. So, Michael Parks, take it away. We're ready to go, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first show of Scoop Slam Radio. My name is Michael Parks, a.k.a. Big Mike. My co-host, Lance, the Bully Winters. Lance, what's going on, Bully?
This is my first episode. I'm trying to have some decorum, you know. We spoke personally about making strides and making achievements and trying to show my worth, and I'm over here trying to put on a good show, and Rudo Ram's trying to take over the station. I was trying to take control of the situation. I'm very glad you're here. I'm calm now. I'm excited, and I'm ready to have a good show. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Got to compose myself. You know, I get emotional.
On the ones and twos for us, our producer extraordinaire is Baludo himself, Rudo Ram. What's going on tonight, man?
That's what happens when you hire Mexican to do the production. Everything was in English, like waiting for a Spanish. There's no blog talk SAP button to push. So you have to do everything in English or whatever. But I'm here. We're back on track. So, Mike, go ahead. You can introduce who we're going to have guest at 7:15. And then hopefully Lance Winters, Lance Bullison, have something 7:45 for the news. And we're good to go, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, well, at 7:15 tonight, we have an amazing guest, a young man who's blazing a trail on the West Coast Indies. I mean, he's if you haven't seen him yet, ladies and gentlemen, you have to buy a ticket. You got to go see this guy. He's the Samoan Shooter, AJ Mana. And we actually have AJ, and he's going to main event our show, which is PWA's Guess Who's Back, August 18th at De La O Jiu-Jitsu Training Center, 8381 Catella Avenue in Stanton, California. AJ is going to main event against Guerrero Nuclear. And I tell you, this is going to be a barn burner. I cannot wait to see this main event. What do you think, Lance?
Oh, man, that's going to be a hell of a hard hitter. You know what I'm saying? That's the three H's right there. But you can't deny that. When you have AJ Mana, Nuclear Guerrero together, it's just big, two beefy men just swinging. And that's the real sportsmanship. We try to talk to everybody, and they all have varying opinions. But at the end of the day, I'm going to get a ticket to this show. I got to see this main event. It's something that OC needs to see from Venom, from AJ, the perfect package of a main event.
I mean, Rulo, you're on the show, so – would you agree with me when I say this show's going to be stacked? Because not only do we have that amazing main event, but we also have Honest John versus Guy Cool. You talk about two people with attitudes, two people that got chips on their shoulders. Something's going to go down in this match. What do you think, Rulo?
First of all, I think it's going to be – I don't know what he's barn burners or whatever, but it's going to be so far everybody's saying, hey, this card's going to be one of the best cards in Southern California, because not only do you have that, but you have the legacy, which is the legado, the Super Bowl Torres against Rickster, who is just crazy. A lot of energy, too much crazy for whatever, but the best part, which a lot of people have been talking about as well, is myself and Asriel are going to take on Kayam con este uno Máscara Mugroso and JBD. So we ready. Everybody say, hey, man, you know, we want to come and we want to check out where can we get tickets and everything like that. So it's good that you have it at the show so that you can tell everybody what's happening. And I think whatever some of those barn burners or whatever you say, you know, Mike.
I don't barn burner. I understand. I apologize, Rulo, that you don't know what a barn burner is. But, hey, no. Tickets for adults are $20. Kids are going to be $10. Doors will open at 6 p.m. So you guys get there. Be first so you can get in ringside seats to check the show. I'll go ahead, Rudo.
You know, not only that, okay, but it's funny because, you know, I was getting, before I had the problems getting on the production, but I see here on the notes it says you're going to have the meet and greet and meet and vino, so maybe you can ask Lance. I call him Lance Winter, but, you know, somebody call him Lance Bully or whatever, but the last time you have it, the meet and greet at the meet and vino, you had the tacos for free. Nobody tell me nothing about the free. If I would have known free tacos or whatever, for sure. But I'm going to be there for sure this Saturday at 11 a.m. because hopefully they're going to have some free tacos. But maybe Lance could maybe, como se dice, enlighten us on how him and Guerrero Nuclear had, they had the tacos at meet and vino. Lance, can please tell a little bit about that, my friend.
Yes, yes. So if you guys don't know about Meat and Vino is a new pop-up shop, family-owned. It's over here on Wardlow Road. It's 901 East Wardlow Road. Don't get it wrong. It's in the city of Long Beach. And, yeah, I'll be there again from 11 o'clock till they kick me out. I'm going to get free tacos. I don't know if it's offered. I don't know if there's a promotion. But like I said, I'm going to get me some free tacos. I might have to use that PWA press pass to get through or whatever. But, yeah, last time I was there, it was a very pleasant time. I was hanging out with Nuclear himself. We had some Nuclear tacos, and it was not venomous to the belly because it was very tasty. You know what I'm saying? That's a double plug for you guys. Make sure you check out Meat and Vino. I had a chance to talk to the guy himself, and very enlightening, you know, knowing it's a family-owned shop. They got their own wine as well. That's what vino means. So I don't know Spanish. You don't know English. So, Rudo, come on over. Teach me some Spanish. I'll teach you some English. We can try to translate this thing together. But, no, very good experience. And, you know, when I'm there, something's going to happen.
You know, Rugo, Lance and I, we did a dry run last week, and I tell you, this gentleman right here, you got to calm him down, because he gets so excited. He gets so excited. It's like, hey, man, somebody bring an ice chest in here. You got to cool this young man down. He starts going crazy. It might happen tonight. We'll see. So, again, hey. Coming up at 7:15, we're going to have AJ Manor. Go ahead, Rugo.
Miguel, real quick before we talk about AJ Mana, the Super Samoano, who is actually going to be at Meet and Vino this Saturday at 11 o'clock. But real quick before we get to the AJ Mana, the Samoano, can I tell you about Michael Parks, please?
Yes.
Well,
we were wrestling for Antonio. We were wrestling for Antonio, and it was in a bowling alley in the city of Linwood, okay? It was a bowling alley, and then they have it, the restaurante next to the bowling alley, right? So the owner, he says,
yeah.
Hey, man, I make the big burrito, big, I mean, Santa Magana, it was about 20 feet long. And he says, if your friend, the big guy, can eat this burrito, everything is free. Or whatever. So, Michael Parks, take it from there. I'll give you the ending.
All I know is I ate the burrito, and yes, I did. I didn't feel so well, let's say, toward the end. I didn't keep it down. It was one of the hardest burritos I ever ate in my life. But did I finish it, Fabi? I mean, Mundo.
he eat everything, everybody, and so everybody eat, but not Mike. Mike outside, he throw up. So we ate, but Mike ate, but then it leaf it. So no problem. But you know, Michael Parker, you've been around a long time, man. You know, I remember back in the days, you know, with the Rudo Ram and El Genio and people like that in the city of Anaheim, a lot of shows, you know, there, not only that, but in the All Nations Center in East Los Angeles, where we saw, ¿cómo se dice? The legend that was at All Nations, ¿que no?
You know, I wish the legend was still around, because everybody, I got to speak in my Dusty Rhodes voice. Everybody had to see the legend, baby, because when he walked into All Nations, you knew who the legend was. He might have walked a little sideways because he might have been a little tipsy. But the man, I mean, I don't know how he stayed awake and saw all the matches, Rudo, but he did. And from that time on, I called that man the legend every time we saw him.
Please explain to the Lance about the legend, because he was about maybe, I'm going to say, 1.5, 2 beers, and he was a hummer.
Oh, he was. Bully, I know you've seen drunk people before, but you have never seen a drunk person like this that drank so lightly. I promise you, he might have had 2 beers there, but I bet you he finished off a bottle before he got there, because that man was lit. The entire show, that man was lit, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe he could still walk and talk. I really don't. I don't know.
Lance, I'm gonna say he went home, and then he said to the wife, "Hey, it was the best wrestling show I ever seen in my life. I never actually saw it, but it was a good show, man." You know, Miguel.
I bet you if that man was in a fire, he'd come out unscathed, because all the alcohol he had in his system, he wouldn't burn. The alcohol would burn first. He'd be like one of those eternal lights. I swear, he would. But
oh man,
for sure. Real quick, Miguel. I got a message from Hot Stuff 289. It says, "Can you please go through the whole card from top to bottom?"
Okay, gotcha. Our main event again is going to be Guerrero Nuclear versus AJ Mana, Honest John versus Guy Cool, Legacy versus Rickster, yourself, Rudo Ram, Azriel versus Kayem, JBB. We also are having appearances by Prince Peru and Louie. And if I'm not mistaken, we had a conversation that a gentleman named Mr. California said he needed to be on this show. Rudo Ram, is that true?
Yes,
Did Mr. California say he
says, "Hey, man, you know, I want to get on the show because I heard everybody, you know, is they coming or whatever." But he was going to wrestle Commando, but Commando break the leg at the last show.
He's
in a cast and 103 degree heat, so it's going to be Red Bat at the opening match, Red Bat against Mr. California. No hardcore, no, you bring something that we're going to throw you right out. Okay, no, Miguel?
You know, I was kind of sort of looking forward to seeing Mr. California and Commando, but, you know, I think it would be very rude of me to put a man in a cast in a ring with California. So, you know, Red Bat, you know, you got your hands full with Mr. California, but this time he can't bring any knives or forks or anything like that. This is just going to be a head-up wrestling match. So we'll see what you got on August 18th.
Really, well, I'm looking very excited to hear about the Red Bat of Justice.
Hey, was you? Hey, yo hablo con él. I send the message. Hey, man, call in because 7:15, we're ready for June, man. And he no call. Real quick, before I going to call him, okay? But before I going to give him the call, here's another one. Clams XP.
Clams.
Hey, listen to this one. This is the Clams XP at AOL.com. Is Lance
hey,
going to talk?
AOL.
Is Lance going to talk about the big mosh that was at last AEW because they had two rings? It took cash.
Yes, that's going to be part of the 7:45 segment. Make sure you guys tune in for that. I got strong opinions as always, but as everyone told me, I'll be taking a deep breath like I just did. It'll come out nice and composed. But yes, I will be talking about the latest AEW main event, Double Cage, Super Chaos. Did I like the winner? We'll see. We'll probably fight about it, but respectfully.
Uh-oh.
Okay, AJ Mana said he I don't know what fit the call right now. That's what he put on the message.
That means he's getting the call. You need to get up on your slang, my brother.
I call him AJ. I used to call him AJ Mana, and he says no. I'm not AJ Mana. I'm AJ Mana. AJ Mana means AJ Bread. So don't call me AJ Mana. So, hey, I didn't say nothing to nobody, man. So I was okay, no problem. So as we wait for him to call, as soon as he calls, I'm going to let you know. But maybe we can have Lance let Clams XP at AOL.com talk a little bit about the cage match. I know it was the main event, but what we're waiting for. Wait a minute, please. Go ahead, Miguel.
Hey, is this AJ?
It is.
AJ, you there? What's up, Oos?
Yes,
this is Big Mike from PWA. What's going on, my brother?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone right now is one half of our main event on that August 18th show. This is AJ Mana, the Samoan Shooter. AJ, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm all right, you know, literally just got done working out. So in preparation for that big matchup coming up, you know.
Exactly. AJ, I also have, along with us, I have our core host, Lance the Bully Winters. Lance, say what's up.
What's up? How you doing? I hope you're staying strong and fit. Yeah. I'm being cordial and nice, you know, just doing my thing, hoping you're the best, buddy. Hope you're well, eating right, working out, staying in shape, because, you know, 3 weeks are going to come and go really fast. I'll make sure you're in tip-top shape.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's me.
Say that name again.
What's your boy Lance when he's here with the Bully Zone?
The Bully. You know I don't like bullies, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You don't like warthogs either, but that's a different subject.
Hey, wait, before we get into this, Rulo Ram, say hello to AJ Mana.
Not only the AJ Mana, the Super Samoano, but he is the Lucha Libre Alliance World Heavyweight Champion who defeated Warhawk. That is why Lance Bully don't want to talk to nobody, man, because he knows that we have the not only the Lucha Libre Alliance Champion, but maybe the soon-to-be PWA champion once he wrestles the Guerrero
Uh-oh.
Nuclear for the number one contendership for the title. Okay, no, Miguel?
It's not a case of maybe. I will emphatically become the first freaking, you know,
you
I'm going to have two belts.
No
this
I
is,
know that's
it,
right.
It's not maybe. It's inevitably. Inevitable. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Hey, wait.
Well,
you
know what? We may have problems other places, but I keep a nice hat. I keep multiple hats on, so I'm trying to keep it respectful and nice. You know, that's what I was just trying to say. I hope you really are doing well and eating right. May have took a left turn saying get in shape and get ready. But, you know, I'm trying to keep a cool imposture with you, so
wait.
I hope We can have a nice conversation as much of a bully as I am.
Wait.
I'm trying to get a promotion.
Hold on a minute here. I'm sensing a whole lot of tension right now. I'm sensing some beef here.
You know,
bully.
What's going on?
You
can wear all the hats. I don't care.
Uh-oh.
Whatever hat you want to put on. It's just the fact that you stressed. You didn't just introduce yourself. You stressed the bully part, knowing if anyone knows me, they know I don't like bullies. So, I mean, if there's some tension, you know, maybe digress a little bit on the bully part.
Duly noted, jotted down, put down in my PWA folder in the back of my brain.
Well, I mean,
I'll process that and read
it. Post it up.
Uh-oh.
Freaking put it above your bed. When you roll over, you know, after you go night-night and you dream about Big Daddy here, you wake up and realize Daddy don't like bullies.
Mm.
But I digress. Moving on.
Tell us about this matchup with you and Guerrero Nuclear on August 18th, AJ. What are you looking forward to?
What I'm looking forward to is, for once, and this is no shot to anyone, but from what it looks like, you just look at that freaking flyer, and it's like finally some real competition. You know what I mean? All bullshit aside, excuse my language if I cannot cuss here, I apologize. But all politics is finally have a matchup that is not only in the making of something great. We have two individuals that are going to collide and that obviously bust their ass in the gym. But the only difference between Guerrero and Mana is the fact that I am not just hitting the gym for the matchup, as he has made so vividly clear that, oh, I'm working out in preparation for this match. Sounds a lot like Warhol. So, need I remind you, I don't just hit the gym in preparation. Like they say, stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. Something Guerrero is going to realize, AJ Mana is always ready. I am battle-tested and ready for war.
That sounds like we're in store for a, sorry, Rudo, barn burner of a match on August 18th. Rudo, you have something you want to add to this?
I do. SuperMuñecoFanatico@gmail.com says, are you, AJ Mana, are you looking past Guerrero Nuclear, period? He is no joke. !
Okay. Repeat that name, please.
SuperMuñecoFanatico@gmail.com.
Hey, you know what? You sound like a Guerrero Nuclear fan. Obviously, you've been listening this much. So did you miss the part when I said that we have finally a great matchup here? Where in that does that entail that I'm looking past anyone? I'm a United States Marine. I don't look past a damn thing, and nothing gets past me. This is war. You're damn right. I've got laser-sharp vision. So once again, whatever your name is, let's look at the facts here. Step out of whatever world you're in regards to being a fanboy, and just look at the facts. Big Daddy is showing up. Not just to partake. I'm here to take over. So you're damn right. I ain't looking past anyone. I'm looking right through them, through their soul.
I also have one more. SuperRudoLover@gmail.com as well. AJ Mana, we know you are a mixed martial artist. As well, will you be incorporating your mixed martial artist in you match with Guerrero Nuclear, or you just gonna go? Or you just gonna go start a swinging?
Okay. I'm starting to feel like these are some bots and someone jerking my chain here.
Nope. This is superrudolover@gmail.com.
What about AJ Mana tells you that I just come out swinging for the fences?
Uh-oh.
See, this is the problem. This has been a stigmatization of my career. This has been the one thing, the dark cloud over my head, my entire career thus far, being underestimated and everybody thinking I'm going to just come out swinging. Not only am I a United States Marine, and you're damn right I'm a mixed martial artist, and not only that, I am an LLK, black belt. If you didn't know, now you do. Lima Lama, Lama Kempo. I can pull out all the stops. No, I'm not going to just come out swinging. And if you've done your homework on AJ Mana, you would know that. So can we get to some questions that are a little more sensible and not just, it sounds like a bunch of trolls on here right now.
Well, those were the only two that I had. But let me say this. You don't become the Lucha Libre Alliance champion by just coming out to swinging. It takes a lot.
Exactly.
Not only to be a champion in pro wrestling, puro wrestle, but lucha libre. Those are three different styles, okay? So as this guy say, Guerrero Nuclear is
that.
No joke.
AJ
Mana is no joke.
Home.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Not only am I well-versed when it comes to lucha libre in conjunction with American wrestling, I'm also a catch wrestler. If you know anything about catch wrestling, or if you don't, you should do your homework. Catch wrestling, strong style, Japanese. These are things that I've been studying and a practitioner of since the age of 12. So I don't care where the fight ends up. I'm going to come out in the dominant position because that's me. They don't call me the Samoan shooter just for some gimmick. That is my life, and it's been my life since the age of 12. You better ask somebody.
Fellas, I think we got AJ fired up. So I want to...
Oh, yeah. You know, you've got freaking veins popping out of my neck right now. These questions are just redundant. Redundancy, if there's anything that pisses me off, it's redundancy.
Hey, well,
I like
you know
to
what?
Get down to the nitty-gritty of things. Let's talk about this fight. It's not going to be a matchup. It's not going to be a competition. This is a fight because I'm fighting for my future here. I'm fighting to solidify my legacy in the business of professional wrestling, and I'm sick and tired of the politics. I will not be denied. I'm here to fight, and I'm here to conquer. I'm here to freaking take over. Does that sound like
and
someone
like
that's just going to come out swinging for the fences?
No, that sounds like somebody that's got some drive, that's got something to prove. You know, I understand the passion, but, you know, you got fans that are just asking questions, and they just want their questions
I
answered. I know they sound
you're right.
I know
let
they sound crazy.
Go on and calm down here. I can't wait, man. I can't wait for this freaking show. I can't wait
to shut
people's mouths. I can't wait to silence all of the bigotry, all of the antics.
But you know,
one
Miguel,
thing that I love most—that's proven people.
Not
wrong.
Only, not only because these, como se dice, keyboard warriors or whatever come—they're too afraid. They're not going to come up to AJ and say it to his face, so they put it here, so they don't have to, you know, they hide behind the Gmail. But let me tell you something: everybody is looking forward to seeing AJ Mana against Guerrero Nuclear because at the last show, Guerrero Nuclear went against Vito Fratelli. And they say, oh, that's a big step up. And then now that AJ is going to be, they said, dude, that's an even bigger step up. So whoever wins, this fight is going to be huge.
I've wrestled.
Go ahead, AJ.
That is one tough son of a gun. The dude's a freaking powerhouse. Guerrero held his own against him. Now, like I said, I've never wrestled Guerrero Nuclear before. But it's one thing that martial arts has taught me, to never underestimate your opponent. And seeing as how he held his own against a freaking powerhouse like Vito, I know I'm in for a fight. But there's one thing you must bear in mind. AJ Mana loves to fight. You see, we have a t-shirt here at Metroflex that says, violence solves everything. And that's exactly what I intend to do. I'm going to solve the problematic indication in people's minds that I can't get the job done. See, it's a problem for you guys, but I've got the solution, and the solution is sheer violence.
You know what? We are looking forward to seeing that violence from you on August 18th at the show. So with that being said, AJ Mano, we would like to thank you for coming on tonight. You are going to be a regular on this show because you know what? You bring the noise, and this is exactly what we need. So we'd like to thank you.
No, I'm not, sir. Sorry. No disrespect. I'm not some regular like some Joe Schmo that shows up to the local bar every weekend. I'm not a regular. I will be the face. They will see my face. They will recognize and fear the name of the Samoan shooter, A.J. Mana.
Well, before you go,
I will be revered on the West Coast. And then,
how can fans get in contact with you, sir?
I will move on to other territories. Mark my words.
And that is what we hope for you. How can fans get in contact with you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, I guess, but predominantly Instagram, Facebook. I'll be putting up a YouTube. On all platforms, it'll be AJ Mana 101, which stands for AJ Mana 1 and only 1. Why? Because there are none beside me. There are none above me or below me. There is only one AJ Mana, and there will always only be one AJ Mana.
Well, with that being said, we'd like to thank you for coming on the show tonight, taking the time out to hang out with us for a while. And we will keep in contact, bro, and we will see you on August 18th.
What about Saturday at the Meet and Vino?
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, Saturday at Meet and Vino's. We will see you at Meet and Vino's on the 29th. So we could actually see what happens when there's a face-to-face.
Miguel, can I say something before AJ hangs up? How about Super Magneto Fanatico at Gmail and Super Rudo Lover at Gmail? Come down to Meet and Vino and meet AJ in person, and you can ask him the questions face-to-face. Can you, Miguel?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
going to happen. Bring some of all that smack talking. Step up in my face and talk all that smack. Especially the bully. I want all the bullies to come up and say that to my face.
Uh-oh. You know what?
But
I know it's set up.
Let's remind the people the date and the location.
I can do that for you guys. Hey, everybody, make sure you check out Meet and Vino. That's July 29th. It's going to be on 901 East Wardlow Road in Long Beach, California. We're going to be there from 11 a.m. until they kick us out because things might get rowdy. But until then, come on through for some nice Meet and Vino.
Hey, Bully, do me one favor. Repeat that city, please.
It's going to be in the city of Long Beach, California.
In the city of where?
Long Beach, California, 901 East Wardlow Road, Long Beach, California.
My backyard, my hometown. I run this. Beat strong. Pull up.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Thank you again, AJ Mana, for coming on the show. We'll be back, folks.
A la machina. I don't have, I have to apologize because I don't have any music or no nothing because we don't upload nothing. So it's just us. But Hey, Miguel, Lance, what happened to you, man? He going to come looking for you, man. You better bring your phone or somebody.
I was nice the whole time, man. I'm doing my job. I'm professional. You guys literally told me to keep it down, so I kept it down this whole time. I was quiet. I was letting everybody talk. I had to step up. I didn't say, hey, yo, you better watch him out because I literally Libre Alliance. I'm going to be there. See, Michael Parks, the problem that's wrong with this guy is I wasn't there. I wasn't at Lucha Libre Alliance. It was my fault. It was my fault that Warhawk lost the title. And if I was there, things would have been different. And like I was trying to tell him, I can be mean to you at Lucha Libre Alliance because you're the reason why Warhawk lost his gold. But here at PWA, I'm trying something new. I'm trying to be a nice guy. I'm trying to get a promotion here. You guys don't know I'm trying to be a nice guy. I'm over here trying to get a raise. But the way this guy comes at me, like, it's like, how are we going to work together on Saturday? Because, you know, I'm just a professional, right? An emotional professional. That's it.
Do you have a fire hose? You have to put Bully out in a minute because he's already steaming.
AJ, come over here, all crazy. But you know that's what happened. You know when they send the message, you know, Super Muñeco, Fanatico, and the Rudo Lover at Gmail, quien sabe qué, the pues son de los keyboard warriors, you know. But then they say, okay, well, come to Mina Vino on Saturday. You stay in, but I'm not going to go there. Forget that. So that's what happened.
Hey.
And then
let me tell you guys, I'm going to be at Mina Vino. I will be at Mina Vino. But I'm not fired up because it's not a Lucha Libre Alliance event. I don't have any problems with this guy at Pro Wrestling Alliance, like I told him, or Pacific Wrestling Alliance. I'm sorry. This is not, you know, my hat to wear. It's not my fight. I'm over here. I'm in a professional role. I'm taking up responsibilities, and one of my responsibilities is not getting into fights with me and Vino because I want to have some good tacos and good times.
Yeah, you have to be professional, my friend. But you know, the last time I was at Lucha Libre Alliance con este una cayam con el máscara mugroso, the Warhawk fought the ¿cómo se llama este? In the cage, he fought what's his name? That he won the plague. It was in the cage at Metroflex, which was the mixed martial arts cage. So it's not like Warhawk don't know what he's doing. So to Lance, if they have a rematch, will they going to have in the cage or in the ring, or do you know what happened?
I think if they were to have a rematch for that belt, it should not be in the cage because I'm going to be there. And if I'm there and there's a cage, what use am I? I might as well take the day off again. No. They need to have a rematch being back in the ring with that same old referee that I can't see so well, and I need to be ringside so I can do my job. Yes, and everybody knows the man.
you want to talk about somebody who drink a lot? That guy. He drinks too much. He's smoking. He walks into the ring. He have a cigarette in the mouth, and he don't care nothing about nobody, man.
He's an old man that's still wrestling like it's the 80s. Got the sunglasses on sometimes comes out with a jacket or a bandana,
wow,
smoking and drinking. That's a legend right there. You can always catch him at Lucha Pro on Friday nights.
Wow.
Oh, he's going to be there too. Oh, my God. Too much, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, fellas, I want to segue into this weekend because this weekend is going to be probably, it's like a Super Bowl of combat sports because we have the fight in boxing that everybody's been looking forward to. We have Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence. And then in the UFC, we have what's probably going to be – somebody's getting knocked out when Mr. Poirier and Mr. Justin Gaethje goes at it again for the BMF title. Rugo, what do you say about this weekend and these fights coming up?
I think somebody going to die. the Justin Gaethje, he crazy, man. He take a punishment and then he get it knock it out. And then he wake up and go, why you stop the fight? Why? What happened? Or when he's like, no, you knock it out. No, I'm ready. I'm going to go right now. And you know, but the Dustin Poirier, he already beat, you know, one time. But Justin Gaethje, too much crazy, man. So either decision or somebody going to die.
Well, let's hope no one dies. That's what I'm hoping. No one dies. And also,
hey, well, someone's going to walk out a lot worse for wear. You know what I'm saying? When you're taking heavy blows like that, and I'm just looking at their records right now. You got 29-7 Poirier, You got 24-3 for Mr. Justin, and you know, numbers don't lie. So that's numbers. I'm looking at experience. I'm looking at records right now. I'm no expert. This guy named Fabi, he's trying to teach me more of the MMA stuff. I'm trying to learn more, you know, that stuff. But, you know, taking my little notes, knowing what's going on this weekend, I would say Poirier might kill the guy or they might just tie out. I don't know. I don't know the technical terms,
hey,
you know. It's not going to be a three count, I'll tell you that.
Bully, looking at their records, tell me who has the most knockouts out of the two of them, if you can. Can you pull that up?
Well, I can pull it up. Give me a moment. Let's see.
Hey, Miguel, when you say pull up, it reminds me of the song, pull up to my bunker, baby. Entiendes?
You know, your English is horrible, but you know some R&B history.
For sure. Pues, hey, pues son de los viejitos, güey. But you know, because when we go and to have the coffee, they play all the song, you know. And my, there he goes in my jam, and they pull up to my bumper, baby. Es son de los buenos, hombre. ¿Verdad?
You are absolutely right. You know, he plays some Teddy Pendergrass and some.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
I think Bully's too young for that. I think Bully's young for that.
I was going to say, I'm in a different generation where you guys say pull up. Like, I'm closing my doors, I'm blocking my windows, and I'm about to get ready for some action. So when you guys talk about pulling up in an R&B, you guys throw me off with all that funk. I'm like, wait a minute.
Hey,
different funk that we listen to now when they say pull up.
Real quick, can I tell you guys where I'm going to be Saturday?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be Saturday? Can I take a guess?
I'm going to be at the XWW show at Metroflex because it's going to be Mr. California against Chuy Martinez. And the only reason I'm going to go is because they doing the match thumbtacks, light bulb, ¿cómo se dice? Tubes, the light tubes.
Light tubes.
Y pero no only the short, that they're only gonna be wearing the chores, and no shoe, no knee pad, no nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
So not only taking the bump, they're gonna be barefooted in the thumbtacks, and pues ¿cómo se dice? Son de los ¿cómo se dice? Spectaculars or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's definitely a wonder of the world because, no thanks. I'm already looking at plastic tables and I get night terrors. You know, I can only imagine. That's a different story. Let's not focus on me. Let's have your opinions, Mr. Park. Let's push over real quick. I need to breathe.
We're not going to focus on broken necks.
He told me about the story about the plastic table. He said he's healing.
You can see it. You can see it on the video. Go to the Instagram, Lance Bully Sean Winters y la derecha sin izquierda, and oh my God, la parca de parcas and the boom, pácatelas y se cagó.
Everyone told me I split off that table like melted cheese. You know, when you got cheese in the pan, it just slides right off when it's nice and that's
pues son de los acordeados. You know the accordion when it goes like a shoot. He was like, go to the table, both tables, and just swallow him. And then no more Lance. He gone. No problem. But, hey, Lance bullies on, hey, Winters y la derecha, or whatever. I have to tell you, man, I thought you, for sure, hospital 3 weeks, no problem. You came back next day, neck brace y todo, but you were still walking, man. So for that, hey, I got to give you, you know, ¿cómo se dice, Miguel? De propes.
Rudo, I have to tell you how Bully was last week when we did that, the drag show. he got, man, let me tell you something. I didn't know he managed a faction. And,
yes.
You know, he was talking about how good his guys are, this and that. And, you know, he got a little heated. So I put a little challenge out to him and I told him we were going to have to find three guys handpicked by us and maybe bring his boys in so, you know, he can put his money where his mouth is and see if his boys are as tough as he says they are. You know, what do you say about that, Hugo? You know, I'm just putting it. Go ahead.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, if you're going to be in the faction with the Lance, you know, bully zone or whatever, you know, these guys don't mess around, okay? Red Spider Rudo, Son de los Gigantes, where it's a big guy. And then you have the Warthog, who, you know, former Lucha Libre Alliance champion, trying to get the belt back or whatever. But, you know, the people, what they don't understand is that the Lance is a manager, okay? So he focus everything so that they go and just wrestle. Okay, no, Lance, you take care of the money, you take care of the transportation and everything. So they just go, they wrestle, no problem, okay, no?
Yes, I also make sure we're all matching. We have the same gear ready. The worst thing that happened is to show up in blue and everyone's got black. I've been there before. My fault, you know. But little things like that are very important because it gives the wrestler the most time to relax, the most time to prepare, and the least percentage of flaws or something going wrong, right? Because I already took care of all the small stuff. All you have to do is win the match. And that's easy because I'm there. And I'm not trying to say I'm doing too much, but I'm doing a lot to ensure my clients come out on top.
You know,
in the first quarter of 2023, we were undefeated. Undefeated the first quarter. And you know what happened? I fell on the table. And that's okay because we come back stronger than ever. Like I said, my neck is mechanically repaired now. I'm ready to go.
I don't know
who you're going to try to figure out three people to go against me. Have fun.
We're going to have to open the chat room because everybody sent a message, you know, and it said, this one, I don't know if we can say on the air, but it's from masputo@gmail.com. I think it's, you know how they say, like the brazos de plata, they go, masputo, like that. It says, is Elance going to do the news or not? That's what they say. They send a message or whatever. So that I just put it for you guys. Go ahead.
You know what? Bully, somebody wants you to do the news. So let's get you going doing the news.
You should say, Mas Puto!
All right, we got some good news for you guys, ladies and gentlemen. To start things off, I do have the Poirier against the records. The record stands at 14 KOs from Poirier and 19 KOs from Justin. So, you know, maybe that win rate wasn't as strong as I thought. Yeah, I thought that win rate was something. But 19 KOs from Justin Ganthi and 14 KOs from Poirier. Poirier's got the 29-7, but Ganthi's got the 24-4. So now I'm thinking maybe that ratio is looking a little better.
That's crazy.
Man, you know what? I didn't know Gagey had 19 knockouts in 27 fights.
Including Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 28 fights. Go ahead, Rudo.
Including Conor McGregor, he knocking out. No problem.
Yeah. But so did Poirier.
It's okay.
But Poirier only has 14 knockouts.
In 36 fights.
Anyway,
so.
In 36 fights. Oof. Well, go ahead on, Bully, with the news. Let's hear the news, man. What you got for us?
All right. So let's jump back to what Mr. I don't know who was asking for it earlier. We had an email come in early from a fan. So actually, I got the first email, I guess. I was going to say congratulations, Adrian Mon. It's got the most fan mails, but I got the first one. Let's talk about the Golden Elite beating the British Combat Club.
From Clams XP at AOL. On the mafia.
Hey, people may have you make control accounts, but there's still people behind us. You know, no question about it.
Hey, look. What's your name? Clams. I'm Clams.
No, he's Clams XP.
Yeah, Clams XP.
You have to say the whole thing.
Clams. I'm sorry. Clams XP. That appreciate you. I appreciate you in the chat room, Clams. I'm just joking. Go ahead. Go ahead, bully.
So I'm not really into AEW. I'm trying to get into it more. I'm not into it. I just don't follow. You know, I don't watch TV as much. But I did watch this. I was having a good time watching this. I would say that this version of a War Games, you know, that's what they call it, right? Where it's two rings inside of a cage, you know, 5-on-5 team.
Right.
From the reviews I saw, apparently this is the better one of the last three, so I'm glad I was able to see this one. So that's good for that. And just who won, I wasn't really sure it should have been the right answer, but hey, it is what it is. I'll run through to some highlights real quick. First of all, you got John Moxley, your boy, from the British Combat Club, bringing in a fork? Like, oh my goodness, man. Like, they're taking hardcore. Because you got to remember, this is, like, mainstream now. Like, this is, like, WWE. It's not like
boring.
WWE. It's closer to WWE than it is to Impact, you know what I mean, in terms of popularity and how mainstream it is. That's all I'm trying to mean. I'm not saying it's comparing, like, quality. I'm just saying it's up there. People are watching
Lance,
this as much as they're watching WWE, right?
Lance, John Moxley bleed off the lockup. Every match he
yeah.
bleed. No problem. He bleed off the lockup.
Yeah. He's gone.
I
back
thought he was bleeding on the way down.
In CZW. He's gone back.
But anyways.
Yep. CZW, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Being very wild, very vicious with his body, and something I never thought I would see. Like I said, I think AEW is on a closer level to WWE in terms of popularity and broadcasting than it is to Impact and all the other ones, right? I'm just making a broad statement, right? If they're up there, a lot of people are watching them. So when I saw a bed of nails, brother, like I knew that was going to be some trouble, and that was some trouble for Moxley, the guy who brings it out, so that's what you get. But oh my goodness, did you guys see any of these clips from this board? It looked like it was 8x10, and he fell right on it, bed of nails.
Yeah,
about his.
That was Moxley that took that bump, yeah.
Yes.
Moxley was the one that got slammed on that. I was like, oh my god. Speaking of that match, didn't they bring out? They brought out Pac, didn't they?
Yes. I was him coming out around the same time. I'm looking at more clips of the greatness. And, like, it's just great seeing Pac do his thing because I always liked him even when he was in NXT as Neville. You know, I'm sorry I'm breaking a fourth wall for AEW fans that don't know who he used to be and then WWE. But I liked his work there and I always felt like he was suppressed. So seeing him come out and do his thing and be really intense, really good feeling, you know. I like that. And the future of Pac is – hopefully brighter than ever. I remember he was the inaugural international, whatever championship they called it back then, the Atlantic Championship, something, right? I don't know, man.
Right.
I'm still learning my AEW facts, but the way this thing ended was just ridiculous, seeing your boy Wheeler Yuta getting choked out. Like, that was pretty graphic, man. Like, I know there's a lot of young kids watching, and I'm not trying to be one of those helicopter guys. They're like, whoa, is that too much? But, yeah, man, seeing a guy with a scarlet mask, being choked out, and having his buddy Moxley tap for him and submit. Yeah, that's some crazy stuff. But so I did enjoy it. It was a little wild and graphic, so that's what I said. I give it an up and down. It is what it was. But good thing it was the better one of the last three.
Lance,
so there's your answer, clams80xp@aol.com.
clamsxp@aol.com. But I have one here from... Nakamura Rules 247 @gmail. Hey, people upgrading to Gmail, but Nakamura Rules 247 @gmail asks, did you see the Ring of Honor pay-per-view?
No, I did not. I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry to break down the bad news, Mr. Nakamura 24/7. But I'll tell you something. It's my news segment. I have some news to tell people, so you know, I'll come back a little more informed. Wrestling birthdays today. Do you know whose wrestling birthday it is today?
No, I'll give you a hint before
Brazil.
Anybody pulls out their phone.
Brazil? Abdullah the Butcher.
I have three options.
George Animal Steel.
No, sir. Let me give you a hint. He was in Japan at a rib shop.
I got it. Sevilla Lobos.
Oh, no, Rudy Reyna.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lance. Let's not let everybody know that I was born in 92, so my wrestling knowledge extends from the year 2000 onward. So if you are not a wrestler active in the year 2000 onward, there's someone on TV right now. He's the head of the Judgment Day, actually. It's Finn Balor. It's his birthday today. So just want to give a shout-out to that. No one likes Finn Balor. I'm sorry. Like I said, when I was born, I still need to take more history lessons from Mr. Parks. But until then, I wanted to also bring up a little fun fact. Did you know that AJ Styles won the United States Championship in 2017 on this day in a three-way match against Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho? Do you know what that means?
A la machina.
Do you know what that means?
What?
That means what? Chris Jericho was still in WWE, super relevant in a main event picture. He left 6 months later, cried about not being relevant, went to Japan for 2 years, still trashed on WWE. Like, why would you trash on WWE when you were still in the main event title? You weren't in the main event title, but you were in a title man. You know, you had title opportunities, and you're saying that WWE didn't use you and utilize you. I'm sorry, that's just my little corner of news. I think that Chris Jericho was a little baby on his way out. You shouldn't slander the people that put him over for almost 20 years now, gave him the first Undisputed Championship, among other accolades. But that's just my segment. I'm sorry about that. Anybody have opinions on Chris Jericho?
Hey, I think Chris Jericho is better as a commentator than a wrestler. Because when he's commentating, he's funny, man. That guy, he has a lot of, como se dice, one-liners or whatever. He's funny, man. I think that guy better off commentating than wrestling. Por pues son de los viejitos. He's 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Yes.
Real quick, this comes from Rudo Ram Masputo at AOL.com. Is it true that Billy Gunn, he retired, you know?
Yeah, he put his boots
in
there, bro.
Even his son is trying to put him over.
Yeah, that was actually kind of sad, man, to tell you the truth. I'm not even going to joke with you.
Is it a work or because he don't say nothing?
I don't know.
Hey, I hope. Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but I hope, you know, I'd rather walk out than be taken out. I don't know. I recently saw a clip of Jeff Hardy. He like botched twice in a row. It looked like he almost broke his neck. He was wearing red, black and red. If you guys want to find that clip somewhere, I don't know where it's at. But yeah, I just saw it the other day, and I was like, man, you're getting old. Yeah, athleticism isn't hitting right. And then you got people like Shane McMahon who can't even leapfrog. And I'm not discrediting him. I'm just saying I'd rather would have last seen you at Royal Rumble having your moment than seeing you at WrestleMania or whatever it was having that injury. You know what I mean? But thanks to Superdog and all the other people who know how to jump the mats.
Hey, I actually want to jump back and talk a little bit about that Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor pay-per-view, because I don't know if you guys know it, but Athena and Willow Nightingale was the main event, and that was the first time ever that women had ever main event a Ring of Honor pay-per-view. So it was a big deal.
Boring.
You know, well, what meant the match that wasn't boring was Pac versus
Cesaro was crazy, man. That was crazy. But, hey, real quick, Miguel, so you can tell, you know, the Lance Bully. Michael Parks and I, we went to go see the show at, I believe, Leonardo's, and it was Taya Valkyrie against... ¿Cómo se llama? Fabi Apache. Híjole, son de los buenos, ¿verdad?
Yes. Fabi Apache, one, she's a cutie pie, but two, she can go.
I would rather pay money to see Taya Valkyrie against Fabi Apache than Athena y Willow Nightingale.
I understand that, but excuse me, that's what was given to you as a main event, so that's what you had to take. So it wasn't that bad of a match. It really wasn't. You know, given that, I'm sort of begging you.
Where's Clams? Where is the Clams XP at AOL when you need them?
Hey, well, I'm looking at the card, I guess, and I want to throw up a hypothetical. So let's say it wasn't Willow Nightingale. Willow Nightingale. What if it wasn't her? What if it was someone that was supposed to beat her in New Japan but couldn't because she broke her ankle in the main event? Do you think that would have made a better women's main event?
No.
Judo, or?
No.
No, because I saw.
Would have made it worse.
I saw Sasha Banks, or como, what's her new name?
Mercedes
against the Willow Nightingale at the New Japan in Long Beach. And, hey, son de los buenos. Es un lucha más peligroso de todos los luchas. I mean, they was a good show until she break the ankle, but it was a good show, man. I pay money for that one.
Wow.
Then Athena, jode. Terrible.
So you didn't like Athena in the women's match. I thought you didn't like Willow. That's what I was asking. If it was Athena versus Mercedes, would that have made you feel better?
Necesitan un good dance partner. You have a good dance partner? No problem. They put on the show. The Mercedes and Willow Nightingale in the Long Beach for the New Japan. And it was very good until the ankles are broken. But Athena, ese son de los B-minus or whatever. Sorry, esta es la opinión.
Hey, Rulo, this might make you happy. I'm gonna start this segment each show just for you. This day in Lucha Libre history, July 25th. You ready?
Yes.
I'm gonna go down the line with this one.
Okay.
On this date, July 25th. 1953, Blue Demon won the NWA World Welterweight Championship from El Santo in Mexico City. In 1990, Canelo Casas, a.k.a. Heavy Metal, won the Mexican National Welterweight Championship for the first time in his career by beating Spectrum Ramirez at Arena Espel in Cuernavaca, Morelos?
Sí, Cuernavaca.
1992, a luchador we haven't even really brought his name up, and I totally forgot about him. In 1992, Apollo Dantes won the NWA World Light Heavyweight Championship by beating El Titanico, Catarina in Puebla.
Yeah, pues son de los luchadores. Yeah, I remember that was a good Apollo Dantes, very underrated.
Yeah. And we totally skipped over him.
Mm-hmm.
In 1994, Viano 3 beat El Signo.
Signo,
El Signo for him.
Uh-huh.
Hair versus mask match in the Arena Puebla. And finally, go ahead.
Go ahead and say the last one, but I have a better one for you, man.
Finally. In 1997, Torreo won the Mexican National Welterweight Championship after beating Niegma at Promo Azteca live show at the Auditorio Bonito Juárez. Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, in...
In Juárez.
Cucatán.
Oh,
Mexico.
Culiacán.
Sí.
That's too much crazy, man. But I have a better one for you. Okay, and Lance, he gonna appreciate this one, man. It was Rudo Ram, Bronze Bomber, and Perro Russo contra Brazo de Plata, Super Porky, Vampiro, and Tinieblas Original. Okay, so Rudo Ram, we back there and we say, hey man, we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that. Hey, ¿a dónde está Brazo de Plata? Está en el baño. So, hey, ¿qué estás haciendo? Oh, I'm going to be there in a minute. In English, I'm on the toilet. Okay, well, let me know. No, just come in here. And we look at each other. No, just come on. We go over everything. So, I start to walk over there. Y el bomber said, ¿qué chulo es? So, We're going to go over the spots. Well, Brazos de Plata, ya cagaste. And we don't go because the bombers said don't go over there. So those are, ¿cómo se dice? Hazard. Son de los biohazards, ¿verdad?
I heard, Rulo, that a lot of things went on in that locker room down there.
Mexico. Crazy. Only one way and one way out. No emergency exit. Animadre way, no nada, one way in and one way out at the Auditorio de Tijuana.
I don't wish to go there myself. You can go there and tell me all the stories.
Hey, bully,
why don't you tell Rulo what you have in store for the PWA when you get there, because I just want him to hear the things that you told me that got you all fired up like Tommy Rich last week. I mean, boy, it sounded like he had Buzz Sawyer in front of him, man. He was going off, Rulo. He was. Tell him, Lance.
What are you talking about? I was being a lot of stuff. Oh, my passion
I
and how I'm always heated and wrestling is like my life and I love it and I'm going to take over everything I can and just make everything better. Not take over, but like, you know, incorporate a little me style and everything, put a little sugar and spice and not so nice, put it all together, put my little blend everywhere, you know, just spread the feet across the wrestling territories and make it all a better place, because I really do admire the wrestling from the old days. And anytime he opens his mouth about the old stuff, I'm like, wow, man, this old stuff isn't boring. I used to hate history class in high school, but if there was a wrestling history class in high school, I would have had straight A's, man. Fortunately, that wasn't the case. I'm making up for it now. That's what my therapist says the best thing to do is to make up for lost time. So I am, by investing all my time, love, and energy. Yes, I go to therapy now. You know, I mean, this is just how it is, Rudo. You know, like, you have to be a better person. You have to change and et cetera, et cetera. So I want to show Mr. Parks that I can change, be a better person. I could adapt new styles. You know, I can show him a little bit of new school. He shows me a little bit of old school. We put it together. And I can be commissioner maybe one day.
You kind of have me worried because, you know, AJ got under your skin there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I was cool, calm, and collected. Like I said, I will be there this Saturday. We'll probably be sitting next to each other going live on a stream, and I'm not going to be thinking about the Lucha Libre Alliance Heavyweight Championship that should be ours, but instead I'm going to be thinking about tacos from Meat and Vino's at 901 East Wardlow Road in Long Beach. And he made me say it a couple of times. I wasn't rude about it. I thought he was hard of hearing, but I wasn't going to say that out loud. I was being respectful, right? I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm being a better person, and that's going to lead me to where I want to go, and that's the top. That's the top. Mr. Parks believes in me. So maybe if Mr. Rudo believes in me too, maybe we can have more good podcasts just like this one, and we can make a lot more, you know, connections and money. Because we like
for
that.
Sure. As soon as they put it, the SAP on the production, no problem. We're going to have music. We're going to have everything, everybody. But it was, you know, it was my fault because everything was in English. It wasn't in Spanish. But one question, please, for Michael. I remember when I could go to the third rope, I go to the third rope at the WPW, and I'm Michael Parks, and then do the splash, if you remember. So for me, my friend, please. Next Tuesday, you know, can we please have the Cayam con este una máscara mugroso, because I want to tell him what's going to happen on the 18th, because I finally going to have my chance. It's been a long time, my friend, to get over here with the paperwork and quien sabe qué tanto, but to wrestle for the Cayam, El Chivo. So for me, please. Make the call, tell him, hey, you're going to come next week, you know, 7:15. We're going to have everything ready. I would like to talk to him in the English and the Spanish, okay?
Well, you know, I'll make that happen if you could do one favor for me, sir.
Please.
Can you do that? Can you do?
Please.
Can you not act a fool when you see him on Saturday?
No, for
at,
sure.
At Meet and Vino's?
If I learn only one thing from the Lance, the bully zone, guy, and you have to be the professional, man. You can, and you're not going to fight for free. Cannot let you. You're going to fight. You're going to have to do it for the money. Cannot.
Yeah, I'm going to do it for the money. I'm going to stay cool, calm, and collected. Nothing's going to make me act up. Nothing can control me but myself. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You get out of hand or whatever, Michael Park's going to take care of it, man, because we don't have him when we were wrestling for nothing. You know, they come and say, hey, we're going to get you. Hey, Michael Parks, vámonos a la verga. And then he take care of it for us, no problem.
I don't know. You know, the way Bully is talking, he want all the smoke. I got to keep people away from him. The Bully want all the smoke.
Well, so I'm very much looking forward for sure to meeting Vino this Saturday for sure. I'm looking forward to Tuesday. We can have the Kayam on so I can, you know, let him know I'm ready for him, man. You know, training, everything, everybody. And then for sure, este es un espectáculo muy grande, the big show. Going to be on the 18th of Agosto. I looking forward to it for sure, my man. New máscara. New gear, new shoes, everything. So I'm going to be ready, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, and final, Bully, you got something to say?
I am a consummate professional. I will remain professional. I cannot wait to be at Meet and Vino's. That's at 901 East Wardlow Road in Long Beach. That's starting at 11 a.m. until someone gets too rowdy and we got to go.
So again... Ladies and gentlemen, we will be at Meet and Vino's this Saturday, July 29th, from 11 to 2 at 901 East Wardlow Road in the city of Long Beach. Come out and enjoy us. Come out, show your faces, come see us, let us see you, so you can become a fan of the PWA. Also, stay tuned, get ready for our show August 18th. At De La O's Jiu-Jitsu Training Center at 8381 Catella Avenue. We will continue to talk about the show in the weeks coming up, because next week we've got a dynamite show coming for you on this show, Scoop Slam Radio, next Tuesday night. So, folks, you hear us tonight, the show's only going to get better. So, on behalf of Hulo Ram and Lance the Bully, I'm Big Mike, and we will see you guys next week. Good night.
Absolutamente. And a special thanks to ClamsXPAOL.com. We will see you next week. Thank you, Michael Parks.
Thank you, guys.